This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Generative artificial intelligence holds a lot of promise for many industries, including agriculture, but that vision won't be realized without good, clean, quality data. Amy Tasing of Wilbur Ellis says that's why they're collaborating on data and technology with other major players in the industry.
You can't use the tool if it doesn't sit on good data, right? So it starts with the data foundation. But the thing that has shifted is you had a lot of, call it technology, coming to agriculture and thinking we're going to completely upend the system. And now I think we've evolved to say, okay, it's not just, you know, a startup coming to middle America to the farm ground that's going to change the whole dynamic. No, it's actually, it's more complex than that. And what's really going to change the dynamic is when people with different technology ideas come together and bring something more cohesive to the grower where it makes sense. And that shift from, you know, kind of a one and done unicorn type business model to a collaborative ecosystem approach, I think is the shift that to me is most exciting, because that's how we're going to be able to help solve the needs of the farmer.
Again, that's President of Ag Solutions and Chief Technology Officer at Wilbur Ellis, Amy Tasing. This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.